This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Today's Gospel reading is all about Jesus stilling the storm. And if you are going through a rocky patch at the moment and you're desperately seeking some measure of peace today, then I really hope that today's choice of music will be just right for you. Today's Old Testament comes to us in the form of a song about David and Goliath from 1 Samuel 17. We all love stories about battling against the odds and winning, don't we? This song is all about the courage and confidence of a young shepherd boy called David, who willingly takes up the challenge to fight a giant called Goliath, champion of the Philistine army. David steps forward, sling and stones in hand, completely trusting in God's power to save him and his nation. When two of my grandchildren first heard this song, telling this story, they wanted to hear it again and again. It's set to the traditional tune Marching Through Georgia, and it can be found on the album Kaleidoscope of Characters on my website, sheilahummel.co.uk.
David came with food one day to the valley of Elah, looking for his brothers who were fighting in a war. And as he neared the battle scene, saw men afraid to fight, challenged by the giant Goliath. Instead he faced the giant without it. Taking up his staff, he chose five pebbles from the stream. Then with sling and stones in hand approached the Philistine. And as he looked upon the lad, could not believe his eyes. "He's just a boy," hissed Goliath. "Am I a dog? You come to me with sticks. Come here, my lad, I'll cut you into bits. I'll give your flesh up to the birds, and beasts will eat your bones. How dare they send such a weakling?" "Here you come with sword and spear and javelin as well. But I'm here in the name of God, the Lord of Israel," said David. "I will strike you down and I'll cut off your head. The world will know the Lord God of Israel. For we are saved by neither spear nor sword. We're saved because the battle is the Lord's. Your army will be food for birds and beasts will eat your bones. Mighty is the Lord God of Israel." Goliath moved in close, and now his face an angry red. David slung his little stone, which struck him on the head. Then David took the giant sword, made sure that he was dead. "Now who's afraid of Goliath? Hooray, hooray, who is this brave young man?" said Saul the king. "Go find out if you can." They brought before him Jesse's son, the lad from Bethlehem. Everyone knew God was with him.
So, why was David so full of confidence and courage? Well, David is full of the Spirit of God, having recently been anointed by Samuel. But he's also full of anger at Goliath's proud boasts and his disrespect for the army of Israel. Not only this, David had experienced danger many times as a shepherd defending his sheep from bears and lions. So being a slinger, he wasn't afraid of a mere foot soldier. He has every reason to be bold. In our gospel reading from Mark 4, beginning to read at 35, we find the opposite. Jesus' disciples have no confidence and no courage whatsoever as waves crash over their boat and nearly swamp it. Jesus is asleep in the stern of the boat and the storm is fierce. Let's hear the story. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Here's one of my favorite songs. The first verse tells this story of Jesus stilling the storm. It also has next week's story in its second verse, all about a father who does everything he can to save his child. So you just might hear this same song again next week.
See the stricken boat as it is tossed upon the sea. Hear the fearful cries that wake the man from Galilee. He stands before the raging, speaks peace and harmony. Winds and waves obey, he is the man who calmed the sea.
Desperate father's anguish plea, heal my dying child, he begs the man from Galilee. With words that banish sorrow, don't fear, but just believe. Don't live again, commands the man who calmed the sea. And as she stands before them, what joy from agony. He's the master and the maker, he's the man who calmed the sea. Shrouds the hill of Calvary. High upon the cross, there hangs the man from Galilee. The earth, it quakes with sorrow. The sky grows dark with grief. All creation mourns to lose the
That song was called The Man Who Calmed the Sea, sung as a duet by Ruth Notman and Stuart Townend. The sea in question here was really a large freshwater lake known as the Sea of Galilee, which is 13 miles long and 7 miles wide. A few years ago now, my husband and I sailed in a small boat on this stretch of water, but then it was calm and clear and a beautiful shade of turquoise. But this lake has always been subject to sudden violent storms with waves sometimes as high as 10 feet. I asked our guide then which direction the fierce winds came down from to stir up the waters, and he pointed towards the Golan Heights to the east, where winds are caught up and compressed and come hurtling down towards the lake between the hills. It's often explained that the storms in this region, though, can stop as abruptly as they begin. But this calming of the waters occurred at the precise moment of Jesus' command, "Quiet, be still." The disciples were absolutely astonished. "Who is this?" they said to one another. "Even the winds and the waves obey him." The disciples, though, were anything but brave. Jesus had been asleep in the stern of the boat and they panicked, saying, "Teacher, don't you even care if we drown?" I wonder if you've ever been in a situation where you've asked yourself, "Where's God? Is he asleep? Is he even listening? Is he even out there? Does he even care?" If you have felt this way, then this next well-known hymn might help you. But please allow me to paraphrase it for you first. "Dear Lord and Father of all, forgive our lack of faith and our foolish thinking, and for not trusting you enough. Help us to be calm and wait upon you in quietness. Let your peace flood our souls right now until our minds are still again and we can praise you once more. Amen." This gospel reading teaches us that Jesus has power over the storms in our lives, and we can know that he is with us, just as he was with the disciples. He is alongside us now, and he wants to save us. The song is called "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind," and here Alla Jones sings a duet with his younger self. Not many singers get a chance to do that.
"Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind, in purer lives thy service find, in deeper reverence raise. In deeper reverence
raise. In simple trust thy grace, God, beside the Syrian.
Many people today have great concerns about the state of our world. There's not a day goes by without hearing in the news about some form of man's inhumanity to man. There's always something to unsettle us, keep us awake at nights, some wave which seems to knock us sideways and fill us with fear and dread. Where shall we go to find peace of mind in the storms of life? In writing this next song, I took Psalm 62 as my inspiration, and I'd like to dedicate it to a dear friend of mine called Tex. It's called My Soul Finds Its Rest in God Alone. It offers great comfort to those who need a strong rock on which to stand, to face the onslaught of illness or divorce, depression or bereavement. Here it is.
My soul finds its rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock, and He is my fortress, and I will never be shaken.
I read once in a magazine of an old Irish preacher who had his own take on an ancient, well-known hymn. He wrote, "On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other rocks are sham rocks." A good Irish joke? It's supposed to read Shifting Sands. I also read recently, though, faith does not exempt us from the storms of life, but it equips us to go through them. When we're in the will of God, no storm, however severe, can take us under. And it's interesting that we don't learn a lot about faith and trust when we're living in safety and security, all wrapped up in cotton wool. In John's Gospel, chapter 16, Jesus said to his disciples, "In this world you will have trouble," he said, "but take heart, I have overcome the world." According to this, in Jesus we have a true friend, one who has everything in hand. He never said we would have it easy, but He has promised to be there for us in our troubles. All we have to do is just call out His name. Can you guess the next song?
when you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. Summer or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was You've Got a Friend, sung there by James Taylor. Julian of Norwich, a 14th century Christian mystic, once wrote, "All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well." And these words tie in nicely with our next song. But might these words be speaking directly to you today? All shall be well, all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. This is Stuart Townend singing "It Is Well With You, O My Soul." Words by Horatio Spafford. This is Sheila Hammer. Thank you for being with me today, and my thanks also to Andrew Ridgwick for his technical skills in producing this programme. But I want to leave you this week with a beautiful blessing to complete our programme today. Once more, Alla Jones sings for us Rutter's version of Deep Peace of the Running Wave. Let's try to visualise each scene and give colour and fragrance to every phrase being sung here. The running waves, the flowing air, the quiet earth, the shining stars, the gentle night, and the deep peace of Christ, light of the world. In the storms of life you find yourself in your life, may you be filled with a deep peace and a quiet trust in God. Bye for now.
Deep peace of the running wave to you. Of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you, deep peace of the shining stars to you, deep peace of the gentle night to you. Deep peace.